It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the
Touché.
Morning Shift.
Touche, Nylon. Touche.
Got some Eric Church going. We're live from Falcons Training Camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, who should be very happy right now.
I do love Eric Church. I'm not going to lie about that. He is one of my favorites.
Morgan is here as well. Dylan is back at the studio, and Slim is keeping us on air out here. So today might be the last day that we're here at training camp, but we're hitting the road again. You can join us this Friday at McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia for a special broadcast of the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to be getting you ready for the start of your weekend while enjoying a great McDonald's breakfast. I cannot wait to get a cup of their coffee. It is my absolute favorite. Join us the Morning Shift Friday 6 to 9 a.m. at McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Is that how you say it? Because I used to say Lithonia and then somebody told me I was wrong.
Who told you? Who told you?
Somebody when I went out and did a remote there last year, and somebody at the bar I was at, I'm trying to remember the name of the bar, I said it to G yesterday, and they were like, no, it's just Lithonia. Like, okay, well, that's
Lithonia.
Lithonia.
Lithonia. Yeah. Lithonia.
She said Lithonia.
Lithonia.
I feel like you can go either way, Lithonia, Lithonia. I feel like you can go either way.
I think it depends on how you speak.
It's like, who told you that? Wait, I say it differently, too.
Lithonia, we will see you there on Friday. We're going to get into some takeaways from practice yesterday, but I've been meaning to ask both of you a question the whole time we've been out here at training camp.
No.
So the first day, someone was cut the first day from training camp. Now, I know cut day is coming up. Would you rather go through all of training camp or have been that person to get cut on the first day?
Oh, first day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
But it's, you don't want
such
the tape or film.
No, and the thing that's rough about it is there's very clearly, be careful with how I say that, very clearly to me, I think most of us can walk out there and be like, okay, that guy probably not at the top of the list right
yeah.
now. Now, what they're trying to do, a lot of these guys that probably know that, what they're trying to do is make a good enough impression to where they're the first callback. You know, obviously you want to make the practice squad if you can, but maybe they're the first callback and an injury pops
okay.
up, or maybe somebody. But, like, there are certain people in these situations where I look at it and go, that guy is going to get his per diem or whatever it is. You know, maybe it's a couple $1,000s throughout training camp, and he's going to get cut, and it's going to be like, you just took 3 or 4 weeks away from your family, you know, all that. I mean, I've seen both sides of it, man. It definitely stinks. It definitely really does for a lot of these guys that they're going to put months and months worth of work in, and it's going to, you know, end here in a couple weeks. It's not a good day.
I'd rather make it through the whole camp because, I mean, you're like, yeah, man, I'm going to training camp tomorrow, man. I've been looking for, you know, you're talking all summer about you going to training camp, and your ass going to get cut after the first day. And you're like, yeah, I'm home. What are you doing home, man? I thought you were going to training camp.
That's where you hear ex-players go, yeah, I had a cup of coffee there.
They cut me. After a day? Yeah, man. Like, y'all were in shorts. And you're like, yeah. Man.
That's where you'd have really loved to play before there was social media. You just spend a week away from everybody and take a vacation and then
right.
come home. And then you're like, nah, yeah, man, you know, got dinged up a little bit.
Yeah.
After a week or two.
They told me to stick around, though. They're like, hey, man, just stick around what you have here. Like,
that's brutal, man. It's a brutal business.
It is.
Really. And I will say this, too. The guys that make the practice squad,
yeah.
I used to have a hard time understanding that whole thing. They would do all the same things that everybody else did other than the starting players, other than the starting 22. Like, if you're the 45th guy on the roster, the practice squad's doing most of the same things and making a fraction of the money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, dude, that stinks.
But they're still making a couple $100,000.
No,
now.
They're not.
They
well, they know. Weren't when I was here. No.
They were making – back then they were making probably 120.
They were making – well, and it was per week. I think they were making 3,000 a week when I was here.
Okay. So I think
– out of 17 weeks.
I got to think they're making a little bit more than that from what I remember reading.
Sure,
but,
sure. They're making more now for sure.
But, dude, that's like half a year's worth of work.
Yeah,
and they're probably like, hey, I can go do something else for the next 6 months. But half, I mean, that's a lot. That's more than some people are making all year.
In comparison to normal jobs, absolutely.
Yeah.
But in comparison to the peers next to them that are doing the exact same thing, that's not much fun.
No, I.
If we were sitting here every morning doing the same thing, and you knew that I made three times more than you did,
dude,
it wouldn't be nice,
dude. That has happened to Bo and myself.
No, I'm talking about
it's literally my whole career in radio.
Exactly.
I'm saying that, like, as co-host of this show, I'm not talking about other people in radio or host versus producer or whatever. I'm just saying that, like, if I'm practicing next to a practice squad guy that plays left tackle and I play left guard and we're doing everything exactly the same and that guy's making one-third of what I'm making or vice versa, that's a tough pill to swallow.
I don't think you fully grasp.
It's not apples and oranges. It's not. It's very similar.
I don't think you understand the life of a producer, some producers, and what they go through, what they don't make, and then have to be the guy that when it all comes down, it's like, oh, well, you're to blame. Well, wait, how am I to blame? I'm the guy who gets the least respect and money, but I'm to blame for all the problems. I'll tell you something.
I think I got a pretty good grasp on that.
I think you're normally pretty good with these things. You're way off on this analogy. Way off.
Either way, it's a tough pill to swallow when you do know someone next to you who's doing the exact same thing as you is making a substantial amount of money versus what you're
bitter.
Making. But speaking of training camp, I believe the three of us were a little bit confused when reports were coming out yesterday that there were no fights, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would say fight's a strong word, but there were definitely a few dust-ups that we saw. Maybe it's because we had Bo as our tour guide yesterday, getting us at all the great vantage points.
Yeah.
We saw what
I kept having to leave you guys. I was like, I gotta go over here.
You can't stand still for
I can't, man.
Okay.
I can't.
But I think maybe we just got to see a few things that other people didn't see.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And you know, there was so much going on yesterday. That's the thing. There's so much going on that I think you look at it and, you know, it's like this drill over here, this drill. I mean, think of that. There was like, what, six different places where you were getting one-on-one pass rush? One-on-one reps, you know, corners versus wide receivers. It's all over the place. So if you missed it, if a media member missed it and there wasn't like a huge deal made by the crowd, then, yeah, you wouldn't have ever known it happened. But, I mean, I saw with my own eyes Brandon Parker, you know, just gently – placing his hands on a fella on the ground, and that was a situation as well. There was another couple of shoving matches, some hands in the face mask, things like that. No real fisticuffs, where like there was a team-wide brawl, but yeah, there were definitely situations where people didn't like each other.
Yeah, a dust up is a dust up. You know, if a group of players come together, that's a camp fight. I mean, I don't think you need to rip someone's helmet off for it to be considered a fight, or you know, so. I think compared to what I've seen in the past and some when Mike was out there, some of those joint practices, then, yeah, you could say that was nothing like that. But also, I think we forget how much the weather plays into that and how much a 9,500 degree day.
That's true.
Where
That's a good
where,
point.
You're, you know, it that it just everyone's a little bit testier that when it's a nice day outside, it's a little bit easier to swallow, like, you know, someone shoving you a little bit late, right? You just because you're not all there's just something about it. But I will tell you this, there was aggression yesterday and there was a lot of jawing. Our offensive line has gotten to talk and I like it. Like, they talk more, I think, than I remember them talking
Bergeron, definitely. Bergeron.
Lindstrom was running his mouth too.
Who did Mike Hughes say was talking out there?
I don't know.
Cam Ward, you'll hear that at 7 a.m.
Yeah, I was gonna say we did kind of ask about that a little bit.
Cam Ward was definitely talking yesterday.
Mike Hughes gave a great interview too. Mm-hmm. Oh man, he was so good. I could have talked to him for an hour. Felt bad. I was like, I wouldn't leave this guy alone, but he was a great interview. But yeah, I was. And speaking of Lindstrom, you talk about talking trash. He deserved to yesterday. He flat backed a couple of people on that defensive line where I was like, oh God. You know, and anytime you're running, and he is literally the best in the league, maybe that I've ever seen at running wide zone. So when he's pressing the outside shoulder of these defensive linemen, and then he's able to kind of steer his outside arm and get them kind of off balance and plant them on the field, man, it's like poetry. It's poetry watching that guy go to work.
It was funny because first rep he took against Jeffrey Simmons in one-on-one did not go well. And then second rep, because they took two in a row, and that's how they were going through it, and he stoned him. and he kind of bucked back, and him and Simmons were jawing a little bit, and I was like, yeah, love it. Love it. Like, I love that. I love, you know, that's that, hey, you know, you might have got me, but I got you back. And they both, like, neither one of them had anything to be, you know, upset about. But they were just, it's just that competitiveness, that jawing, that, you know, back and forth. That's what it's about.
Do you think that tension is going to build to something a little bit more substantial today?
No. I think it is. Because what you're doing is you're watching film last night, and somebody's doing something you don't like, and your coach is probably climbing in your crawl because now they're saying that, hey, the Titans lost handily at the hands of the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. So, yeah, there will be some tension. There's going to be a lot more tension out there today.
Yeah, going to be a lot going on. Right now, we got to move on. I always thought Venmo was bad news if you keep your transactions public. I was right. It's gotten someone in trouble. And we've got my Allie Mac drop on the way. I had to say goodbye to one of my favorite spots last night. It was so bittersweet. That is next with the Morning Shift, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.